and we attack the problem from the realm of God. That sure beats turning to God from the realm of problem as if we're separated or in trouble and we're down here and he's up there or something. God, you got to do something. Please help, God. We need a miracle. Who knows? We've prayed thousands of those prayers. They're actually like, I'm just going to say something, maybe get in trouble. They're like unscriptural. You turn to the mountain and you say to the mountain, what you're doing is you're actually saying, you are not the will of God, I am the will of God. And you're a trespasser of all that he is and all that he is in me, and he loves me, and I'm telling you, get out in Jesus' name. You back off, you get out, we accept you not. You're hit. Faith will say to the... Why? Because it's already in the Christ. Faith is in the Christ. Faith isn't turning to God and saying, God. It's turning to the problem from the position of God and exposing it for what it is, and it has to bow to him. That's scriptural. That's what we're taught. Rarely, rarely do we pray that way from our heart. So we need to keep growing in him. A lot of times we're driven by what's wrong instead of motivated by what's been made right. So we throw around stuff like if it even is his will, if it even is his timing. And we say stuff in the church that's pretty chopped up, honestly. And we're not encouraging and edifying faith. We're actually shooting in the dark and hoping we hit something. We're praying for every problem around and hoping something works somewhere. If we'd be humble and admit it, that's what a lot of times we're doing in the church. And yet the just shall live by... Now, when he says the just shall live by faith, is he limiting that to the person in trouble? Or is he talking about the just? Is he talking about his people, the representation of Jesus? See,